Out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. Heraclitus.
Chapter 1, Final Flight, by Stuart Witt. February 17, 2007, 0350, curbside at 24th and M, Washington, D.C. 16 degrees with a light breeze. Going home after my second week of freezing temps. Fly my aircraft, ride a horse, climb a mountain, and get back to living. I'm tired of the cold. 0425, paying the taxi fare at Dulles in front of the United Airlines counter, still cold. 0450, engaging the self-serve ticket machine, and it delivers my ticket, baggage tag, and boarding pass. That Marine is all dressed up early. Oh, maybe. Good morning, Captain. You're looking sharp. Pass security into my gate for a quick decaf coffee and 5 hours sleep. A quick check of the flight status monitor, and UA flight 211 is on time. I'm up front. How bad can it be? That same Marine. He must be headed to Pendleton to see his lady at LAX for the long weekend all dressed up like that. Or maybe not. Attention in the boarding area. We will begin boarding in 10 minutes. We have some additional duties to attend to this morning, but we will have you out of here on time. That captain now has 5 others with him. Bingo, I get it. He is not visiting his lady. He's an official escort. How I remember doing that once. Keiko duty. I still remember the names of the victim and family. The Bruno family in Mojave. All of them. Wow, that was 24 years ago. I wonder if we will ever know who and why. On board, 0600. Good morning, folks. This is the captain. This morning we have been attending to some additional duties, and I apologize for being 10 minutes late for pushback, but believe me, we will be early to LAX. This morning it is my sad pleasure to announce that First Lieutenant Jared Landacre, USMC.